Shalom, everybody, and Chodesh Tov. I wanted, with your permission, to share a brief FMT for Rosh Chodesh. In the Musaf davening on Rosh Chodesh, we say, Elokeinu velokei avoseinu, chadesh aleinu es ha-chodesh hazeh letova v'livracha, lesason ul-simcha, etc. It's a powerful tefillah where we ask that this month should be full of blessings, goodness, sason, simcha, yeshua, nechama, etc., etc., chaim tovim ul-shalom. We ask for beautiful things. And in that tefillah, there are two words that we add in a leap year. Like this year, in a leap year, we add that the upcoming month should be L'chaparas Pesha. It should be a month of atonement for our sins. And the question is why? They're beautiful words. And it's a powerful tefillah. We should say it every year and all year. Why do we only say it during a leap year? The Sefer Eliyahu Rabbah, written by Rav Eliyahu Shapiro, who died in 1712, it's a Sefer written as a Perush on a Perush to the Shulchan Aruch. And he asks this question in Simin Taf Chaf Gimel, and he says that there are 12 months in the year, and each one of the months has a corresponding tefillah. Letova is one, Livracha is two, Lesason is three, Lesimcha is four, 12 tefillos all in all. But in a leap year, the extra month would not have a tefillah. So a 13th tefillah is added, L'chaparas Pesha. According to this, says the Eliyahu Rabbah, we would say L'chaparas Pesha all year in a leap year. And indeed, the Mishnah Brura, that's L'chavetz Chaim, Rabbi Yisrael Meir HaKohen, who died in 1933, the Mishnah Brura says in Simen Tav Chaf Gimel that some people do have that minhag. However, he also says that other people have the minhag, and this is the prevailing minhag, to only say L'chaparas Pesha up until the leap month. So again, the question is why? Why would we say L'chaparas Pesha only in a leap year and only up until the extra Adar? A beautiful answer is given by Rabbi Yoshua Horowitz, who died in 1912. He was the third Zhukover Rebbe, and he was the author of many Sfarim called Ateres Yeshua. This idea is found at the end of the fourth volume of Ateres Yeshua in the Likutim section in Parshas Miketz. Says the Ateres Yeshua, the Gemara in Maseches Chulin, Daf Samach Amud Beis, and elsewhere, quotes a well-known story that Rashi quotes in the beginning of the Torah. We know the story that when Hashem created the world, He created two lights in the sky, the sun and the moon, and the Gemara says that the moon complained and said, you cannot have two equal-sized lights in the sky. They can't both be in charge. How can two kings share one crown, says the Gemara, in the words of the moon. And Hashem said, you're right. And He diminished the moon. He made it much, much smaller than the sun. The sun is around 400 times the size of the moon. And the story goes on, but it concludes with Hashem saying, you must bring a korban to atone for the fact that the moon was diminished. And that is why, says the Gemara, why the Seir is brought on every Yom Tov as a kapara, but on Rosh Chodesh, we say that it's a kapara l'Hashem. There's a unique atonement on Rosh Chodesh because of the diminishment of the moon. Now, the Ateres Yeshua doesn't say the following, but various Mefarshim, the Maharsha, the Maharal, the Shem Yishmuel, and others talk about what this Gemara means, but perhaps one can suggest on a very simple level, on a pshat level, that the moon reflects the light of the sun. It's our job to reflect the ultimate light of Hashem. But we too are small. We've made ourselves small and reflect less light than we should. Again, many Mefarshim talk about this, but perhaps this is the message on the pshat level. And therefore, every month, when the diminishment of the moon is at its lowest point from our perspective, it's an opportunity for us to atone for the things we've done wrong, for our actions that cloud the reflection of that light to this world. That's true every single month, and we do mention this idea every month in Kiddush Levana and elsewhere. However, getting back to the Ateres Yeshua, why specifically do we say L'chaparas Pesha only in a leap year and only up until the extra Adar, says Rav Horowitz, that the whole reason we need a leap year, the whole reason why the moon and sun are not in sync, is because of the diminishment of the moon. Because being the same size, he says, means that the lunar year and the solar year would have been in perfect sync, but they are not. We need to add an Adar now and then to get them back in sync. And it's that extra month that's added that reminds us of the diminishment of the moon. It reminds us of the diminishment of the light that is reflected from the source of all light, Hashem Himself. And it reminds us of our own responsibilities to try harder this month, to work harder this month, to receive atonement, l'chaparas pesha, for the things that we do individually and collectively, to fully and completely reflect Hashem's light in this world. Chodesh Tov, everyone!